Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Teresa Brown is the author of the best-selling book, The Shift, which immersed readers into a day in her life as a nurse at a cancer ward at a busy hospital. In her new book, Teresa Brown also tells a story about cancer, but from a more personal point of view, as the patient. Brown writes about her own breast cancer diagnosis and interweaves it with stories of her experience as an oncology and hospice nurse. The book is called Healing, When a Nurse Becomes a Patient, and Teresa Brown joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
You understood cancer patients because you cared for so many, and you had to confront mortality because several of your patients died. But in this book, Teresa, you write that other people's mortality is categorically different from my own. Can you describe the transformation from nurse to patient when you faced your own mortality? What happened inside of you?
Yeah, and it happened in an instant after the ultrasound where the doctor said, "I see a mass." Suddenly, I was terrified, convinced I was going to die. And as a nurse, I suddenly realized my patients must have felt that way too, and yet it never fully registered. And so in that moment, I became aware not only of my own fear of dying, but that I had not fully seen my patients and understood how they were feeling.
You talk about that ultrasound. It was very moving to read about the technician who quite literally held you as you cried after the initial diagnosis. Can you talk about that moment?
I was quietly crying while the doctor finished the exam, and she left the room, and then I sat up and started sobbing. And the technician came in, I didn't even hear her, and put her arms around me and said, "They can cure this." No one during my whole treatment process ever showed me that level of compassion and conviction that that tech, whose name I never learned, showed me in that moment.
In the treatment of cancer, you talk about modern healthcare as sort of an assembly line and the balance between profit and compassion, and that that balance is off. You say you didn't feel that compassion during your entire journey. Talk about our compassion deficit in American healthcare today.
Yeah, and I want to make clear, the people I worked with and myself were all very caring people. I think doctors, nurses, and all people in healthcare want to do good. And we saw that during the pandemic, right? People working incredibly hard. But the system now is set up to do one thing really, really well, which is make money. So I've been using this word throughput. Patient comes in, they get their treatment, they leave. That is now described with this label, throughput. It's get this person in and get them out and make sure you charge them for everything that we can charge them for along the way. And so there's no time for compassion. There's no time to slow down. You can't bill for, oh, I sat with someone for 10 minutes and held their hand because they were crying and thought they were going to die. And you can imagine if the pressure on you as a provider is, oh, I've got to get my paperwork done. Oh, I've got to check this box and check that box. And that's what you get judged on. It's very hard to keep reorienting yourself to remember, this is a human being in front of me. That needs my full attention. So the system does not allow clinicians to care for people in the way that people deserve to be cared for.
It was so interesting to read about how you had always told your cancer patients as a nurse to be the squeaky wheel, to speak up, to advocate for yourself. But in your book, you write that you strove to be the patient who was undemanding and easy to manage because you write that easier patients receive better care. And I found that to be such an interesting contradiction. How did you negotiate that balance?
Yeah, I talk about going to get my biopsies and being what I call the easy patient. They say, don't move, I'm going to lie there like a corpse for 10 minutes. They say, turn this way, I'm going to do that. And at the end, they complimented me on my superhuman patience. And reflecting on that, I was embarrassed to admit to myself how pathetic it was that I took that to heart so much. I was a great patient. You know, I was the patient. I just finally understood that's not working for me.
Because what was the cost to you?
Yeah, the cost was to not feel like a human being, to feel like I didn't have any feelings, that I'm just kind of a body connected to a breast that people are poking and sticking needles in. And I started to speak up a lot more about, I don't understand this. Why can't I have this appointment now? And these are very ordinary, appropriate adult questions, right? And yet in healthcare, people who act like that, we call them difficult patients. But they're not difficult. They're normal.
Yeah.
So that was a real awakening for me when I had this moment where I realized I am the difficult patient. And then I thought, I don't have a choice.
Well, you look at it from the outside, and as a nurse, it would seem you had advantages that other cancer patients did not. You worked within the system, you had a husband, you had friends who could offer help and advice, but you write a lot about do-it-yourself cancer care. You say this DIY care was too much, even for me, an in-the-know expert in the field. There are so many decisions that patients have to make. And with Google out there and all of the misinformation online, how can a system make it easier for patients?
That's a great question. And one thing I still do not understand is why I was never given anything in writing. That would have made such a difference if I had gotten something and someone sat down with me and talked it over. Here's your diagnosis. Here's what we see as your likely treatment plan. Here's the timeline. We could have nurse navigators for everyone. It's a relatively new role that's designed to help cancer patients negotiate all the different appointments they have to make. And I want to point out that I didn't get chemotherapy. I didn't even have as much going on with my treatment as a lot of people do. And I still found it overwhelming.
So as I listen to you, it sounds like you would change a lot. And so I wonder, after you returned to your job as a hospice nurse, after your own cancer treatment, how did your experience inform the way you treated your patients moving forward?
Yeah, I had so much more true empathy for my patients. And, you know, in healing, I talk about two afternoons when I was sitting with a daughter whose father was dying, and we ended up just chatting, sitting in front of a window. It was the spring, there were flowers outside. And before my diagnosis, I absolutely would have thought that was a complete waste of time. But afterwards, I felt like it was some of the best work I had ever done. This is so important to acknowledge people's humanity is part of the treatment, to say you're not just a daughter whose father is dying, but you're a person with a life. You have a whole human context.
It's very moving, actually, to think about that one moment and how you're different because of what you went through yourself.
Oh, thanks. It was special.
You know, I've heard several of my friends who've gone through cancer say that their cancer was a gift. And I never quite understood that, and maybe not everyone feels that way. Did you?
No, I didn't, and I apologies to your friends. I actually really do not like that phrasing. Mm. I think the reason why is cancer causes each of us to confront our mortality, right, to rethink priorities, and that's great. But why give the disease credit for something that each of us as individuals accomplishes? It's not the cancer. It's the thinking and the feeling that it stimulates and then maybe stimulates change. But that's not because of cancer. It's because of you.
Your book is called Healing, and I'm curious how you have healed yourself through this journey beyond the cancer.
You know, writing this book was incredibly hard. There were days I would finish writing and feel like I'd been hit by a bus. But by the time it was finished and we kept editing it, and then the whole process of actually turning a manuscript into a book, that whole process was actually very healing for me. And when I knew the book was coming out, I suddenly felt like, wow, I think this worry and fear are really behind me as much as they can be. I've certainly done all the kinds of reconsideration that we were just talking about. And also, I've always wanted to go on a safari in Africa. So we saved up our pennies and we're doing that in August, which I'm really, really excited about. And I feel good. I feel good overall.
Teresa Brown is a registered nurse and the author of Healing: When a Nurse Becomes a Patient. Teresa Brown, thank you so much and good luck.
Oh, thank you, and you're welcome.